it's yourself. You're just like anybody else. You've only had to run so far, so good. But you will come to a place where the only thing you feel are loaded guns in your face, and you'll have to deal with pressure.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Okay, I think we're hot. I'm not sure where to put this thing so that it doesn't pick up nothing but sewing machine.
Why don't you put it on the chair? Well, except we're facing back. Why don't you put the stool over here?
The little table. Logistics is a big part of our day here at Sewing Grand Central.
Okay. Here at North Fulton Sweatshop. Seriously. Here at North Fulton, yes, I'm crazy. Why do you ask? So, the reason I'm crazy is I am making things up. Realized last night while creating the coronation look for Lady Macbeth, after an hour of struggling with this piece that I was trying to sew together, I realized that I had done it backwards. Which is, you know, always a really good thing to figure out when you've been struggling with something for an hour. So I undo it, spend another 30 minutes fixing my mistake.
Because it always takes less time to fix your mistake, which is the only good part of making a mistake.
It's true. Because you've learned something. And then, you know, you've grown. Realizing after I had finished what should have been correcting my mistake, and thinking, my God, this still doesn't look right. Like, this looks like it's crazy. I mean, this doesn't work.
What the hell are they talking about?
Okay. Realized that the pattern actually called for reversible materials only, which is why it looks like it's made of crazy. Which we did not choose, because I thought it was reversible materials optional, like you do. And that is not the case.
Well, and it doesn't help that this is a refurb.
It's a refurb. It's a recreation of an actual pattern from 1933, I think.
Inclusive of the sparse 1930s directions.
Yeah. So, going back and saying, reversible materials only in chiffon, light crepe, silk satin, which I thought meant the only reversible materials you should use are chiffon, light crepe, and silk satin. Like, if you so choose to make this reversible, this is what you should use. That's not the case.
Well, because it's not making the dress reversible, it's that the way the pattern is sewn together, which I did not think anything different, because I thought to myself, I was thinking, why would this dress be reversible? Maybe this is, there's some sort of crazy 30s finishing techniques.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just stupid.
Yes.
So now I'm having to figure out how to do this. I'm making something up.
And I am making Hecate's gown, which I have decided to do.
Also sort of making it up.
Right.
Okay.
There's really no good way to explain this without making it sound like she's a clown, which sort of.
It is a bit circus tenty, but not in a bad way.
Hey!
It's not
nice.
It's not a bad thing, but you have to admit, it's a little, it's stripy.
Well, it's stripy, but it's not, like, round.
She's gonna come out in the whole audience is gonna go, and the midgets are gonna come out, and then it's gonna turn into a David Lynch film.
This is somehow not already a David Lynch film.
It's sort of, God, it really is. It really would be if we were setting this in L.A., which I think should be our next show.
Yeah, really. Oh, God bless.
All right.
It's going to look cool. It's just...
No, it is
going to
look cool. I'm not saying it's not.
It's just challenging.
It's just, you know...
I've made a challenging decision. And I'm using a Vogue Advanced pattern as the base for my challenging decision.
If you can't hear my snorts of amusement, they're happening.
It's a vintage Vogue Advanced pattern, which is even better than an actual Vogue, because it's hard from 1,000 years ago.
If I'm not mistaken, was not Mrs. Danvers
Yes, Mrs. Danvers.
A vintage Vogue advanced pattern. You know what? If I am not mistaken, I believe the last time we did one of these podcasts was when we were making Mrs. Danvers. We should go back and listen to that and then be like, did we have any idea in that innocent time the torture we were going to be putting ourselves through?
Was that... But it might have been the night we were fitting ourselves, so we might have been, like, trying to lie about it on the podcast, and then, like, back here where you can't see us because this isn't TV, being like, pointy-pointy.
Making
large gesture, terrible face, cry. I'm just so emotional. I love sewing.
I spend most of my time crying, which is what you actually can't tell, because Nikki is beating me most of the time.
I am not. I do not beat you.
She totally is.
I don't. I'm going to beat you if you keep that up.
Oh, God. Okay.
Ugh.
I hate satin. It slips and slides all over the place.
That sounds like a personal problem. So, yes.
It's not a personal problem. It's material. Everyone has this problem.
They are outside doing that thing they do. With the dress... Well, it's not a dress rehearsal. I'm beginning to despair of ever getting to dress rehearsal for some reason. I don't know why. It's not really a...
Because we never really got to do one with Allswell because we kept getting rained out.
It's probably true.
And if the weather continues apace, I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, actually, what has been happening mostly is that it has threatened to rain and then it has stopped. Which is both better and worse.
Yeah, because people won't come out if they think it's going to rain.
It's true. Well, we should just tell them that, murder and death go on apace, rain or shine. Hello, dear.
And actually, ooh, Malcolm should say hi. Say hi.
Hi.
You have to be louder than that.
Oh. Why, hello.
This is young Prince Malcolm is about to use the potty.
Yes, I'm not taking it in with me.
We love Jonathan. We love our whole cast. I mean, honestly, we have a really great cast. I mean, we always have a great cast, but we have a particularly great cast this time.
Yeah, I mean, even with all the travails we have had casting this show, no people have been a travail, period. But some things have been travailious. Oh, no. Yeah, some things have been challenged.
I can't breathe. I'm having an allergy, like, I swear to God.
Why are you having an allergy attack?
Someone oversprayed in the bathroom.
Shh! No. Off topic.
Edit that out.
Off topic. And I know who it was.
We all know who it was. I mean, seriously, I can't, like, I feel like it's collecting right here. I can't breathe. I'm gonna start wheezing, and then you're really gonna, like, gonna freak out.
We are being gassed. Oh my god. Now it's killing me.
Where the farking fart is farking seam allowance?
I thought you said it was 5/8 of the other one marked on the pattern piece.
Yes. No. Yes, it is. I just wanted to double check, because all of these patterns are different. I feel like I can't keep it straight.
Well, when you're high off of bathroom spray... Anyway, what we're saying, right? Oh, yes. So even with all the travails that came with casting this play, I could not be happier with the lineup. Okay, good. We're good.
Hi.
Is it working?
What?
Is it working?
Yeah,
it's recording.
Yeah, good. Recording.
Would you like to say something to our audience about perhaps the amazing skills of your seamstresses and the vision of the costume designers?
I would be lost without them. Not just naked on stage, but lost in a proverbial wilderness of existential crisis.
That's a really good answer.
It is a good answer.
That is very good.
You do know how to ingratiate yourself, young Prince
Malcolm.
It's so
true.
Yes. It is true.
And
have you reread The Unvanquished yet?
No, I have not. My next thing is Cormac McCarthy's Blood Meridian.
Are you reading that for school?
No.
Okay, I was like, you're
for
not
giggles.
Your
I don't have time to read for Kicks and Giggles anymore.
Aww.
Welcome to the sad, sad life of an adult.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to go and be young and princey.
Okay. As if you aren't naturally.
Have you already been denied your pouring?
Oh, okay. So, yes. So I'm sewing together painstakingly, alternating strips, which I hope are not turning out like a hot mess. But I think Alyssa would lie to me about the hot mess state, even if they were in a hot mess state, just so that I didn't break down and kill myself.
I'm pleading fifth on this one.
Yeah, I will cut you.
She totally will.
We have 12 pairs of scissors here.
That's not a lie. Craptasm, why are you doing this? Ouch.
Oh. And you know what's so weird? So, I've been really tired. Like, exhausted. I cannot stay awake between, 11 and 3:30, 4 o'clock. It is not.
Oh my gosh.
It is not possible.
3 o'clock today, I literally was just staring at the wall. I had no idea what was going on around me.
Anxiety and fatigue pair together to make me want to do nothing except for read the internet. And not even read anything very hard.
I ran out of internet today.
Oh my god.
It's very sad.
Yeah, occasionally one does reach the end of the internet.
Well, because one of my favorite websites to check right now is projectrungay.com.
I thought you were going to say Dear Malcolm's Diary.
Well, besides Dear Malcolm's Diary. But because I have not read, I have not watched this week's episode because it was on last night and I was here. I can't read it today. Like, it limits the amount I can read on their site because they're talking about, who won the challenge, who lost.
Right.
And I don't want to be spoiled. I also missed last night because also the universe is against me. Project Runway, Glee, and So You Think You Can Dance are all airing on the same night.
Oh no.
So
the DVR had a fit.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it recorded and what it didn't. Luckily, let me just say, I'm just going to put a little, this is ridiculous, but it's my little plug, my little thing about Project Runway, which I think we also discussed last time we did a podcast.
It shows you how long it's been since we did a podcast.
So, Project Runway switched from Bravo to Lifetime, and I was not excited about this. I thought it was going to screw the pooch, and that Lifetime would never be able to do it right, blah, blah, blah. They are, 1,000 times better than Bravo. Because, first of all, their website doesn't give me, an epileptic seizure like Bravo's did.
You don't even have epilepsy.
I know, I don't even have epilepsy, and it was giving me seizures. That's how bad it was. And, they have more content, and their player, is way, way better. They've got full episodes, plus all the extended judging, plus extended Tim Gunn, which, I could listen to Tim Gunn talk all day long.
I could listen to Tim Gunn read the phone book.
Yeah. What do you think about Tim Gunn?
I love him.
Jessica De Maria.
Make out with him.
Jessica De Maria wants to make out with Tim Gunn.
Oh, who is probably gay.
I didn't realize they were... That's okay.
Okay.
He's still make out worthy.
Yeah,
he might
totally.
Not want to make out with you, is all I'm saying.
Hey.
Being gay.
Excuse me. I know lots of people.
I think you just said that someone might not
want
to make out with me.
Actually, I probably get more action from my gay friends than I do from other people.
I didn't realize we were recording.
Yeah,
we're recording. Okay. Sorry, we surprised
you. Now that I do, I'm just going to do a little number.
Just kidding. This is our first witchy witch, Jessica De Maria.
Are we back to doing podcasts?
We're trying.
Yeah, speaking of First Witch, I'm going to head back to rehearsal, but... Oh, there's my water bottle. That's what I came here for. Farewell, ladies.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Have fun.
Thank you ever so much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
So clearly we're going to have her do that and then edit it in as the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I hate my life.
Wanted to talk to her about
it. How's China? Let me. Yes, we love him. Take off his shoes, let him. I want to kill myself. Hooray. Hooray. We're making up lots of songs today.
I've been singing my own versions of Happy Birthday songs all day.
Look, it's number one minion.
It is number one minion.
Hello, number one minion.
Yes. What's going on?
We're recording.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Okay, would you lie to me? Please don't. Does this look like a hot mess?
Yes.
Wait, what? I think it looks slightly circus tinty, but, you know, in a good way.
I like the color combination, but it's when it stops being sewn together pleats and starts doing this that it's looking a bit odd.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm gonna, like, this one is hemmed. More or less. So it looks a little bit different. And it's repressed. I haven't hemmed the rest of them. The problem is I am at this point, like, committed to this. And I think... Did I miss that whole thing right there? I did. I'm gonna have to go back and hit that. And I think kind of the deal is that it's going to look very different when it's on her...
I think when it's all put together, it'll look pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It will work.
Because on Eileen, it's more like... Yeah. It's a little more hoochie.
This is positive, I think.
Very heavy. Okay. Step two. Yeah, I think it's gonna work too.
Seam shoulders, matching notches. Join side seams, matching notches.
I think once it's finished, it will stop looking odd.
Yeah, I have to say I hope so.
I think we're gonna have to take that whatever it is in there and like throw it away. So people can't. I'm sorry, I keep sticking on this, but like. I don't know how much more I can stand.
No, I know.
Like, I might have to go outside and take a break for ein Moment or favor. Man, this dress is gonna have to get pressed every bloody night.
No breaks in sweatshop. Well, Hobo Darkseid does not allow breaks.
Hobo Darkseid says, unless you want to listen to asphyxiate.
Oh, no. That has actually been another feature of this play. In addition to our cast that we love. We just actually stopped talking about that. So, right. So, we had a bunch of, like, casting travails with this play. Like, we were totally cast, and then somebody got paying work and left, and something else happened that I blocked out of my mind because it was so traumatic. And... Yes, but then we finally got the play cast, and I love everyone.
Someone had a family medical emergency.
Someone had, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, forgot.
Which, you know, what are you going to say to that? Nope, sorry. Made a commitment. That doesn't fly. Screw you and your family. And
what?
And the horse you rode in on.
What?
All I can think of when you were like, no, Hobo Darkseid doesn't allow breaks was, ah, Lissa, you know you Hobo Darkseid's boo.
So true.
Oh, because that's the only thing I can think of Darkseid saying continuously.
So true. I feel like we need to get Thomas on record, and then I want that as, like, my ringtone.
Hobo Darkseid?
Hobo Darkseid over and over. Oh, baby, you know you Hobo Darkseid's boo. Just over and over and over again.
Just trying to save space on the tweetsters.
With the tweetsters.
So it's looking really good out there, but because it's my birthday, I'm like, I want to be doing things. So I'm, like, sitting there with my script, and I'm like,
oh. I know.
Well, you can come in here and do things.
I know. I want to be home, too.
And it's not even necessarily that I want to be home. I just want to not be sitting on a lawn watching things.
Oh. Yeah, I know. The only reason we have rehearsal tonight is because we had, like, 1,000 years off because
Good. Like, it's really good that we have it. And it's getting people used to stuff.
Just trying to save face on the tweetsters. I might have to leave a slight bit early. I do need to go home and take a shower tonight. I need to wash my hair. So
typical.
I understand. You don't want to come and hang out for my birthday at Diesel afterwards because you'd rather be washing your hair.
Well, yeah. It's not that.
Yeah, no, I don't like you that much.
Okay, this is my first time being in a show having an actual boyfriend. Like, one of our shows having an actual boyfriend.
Yeah.
And... scheduling, especially this week, when I'm like, the next time I'm probably going to get to see you is going to be in like a week and a half, so he has requested my presence tonight. So, but I will make it up to you.
It's okay. It's not possible, but you can try.
Really, you're just killing me.
No, number one. I'm sorry. I hate myself.
decisions be made to try on his outfit.
Yes.
Really, the only thing that's to be done is, like, hemming all of these army pants, which is not really the kind of thing you can do without a lot of, like, actual concentration.
Yeah.
But Sarah Craig hemmed everything. She did a great job on the stuff that she did, and she's got one more thing to do, I think.
Awesome.
Jerry's pants. So, yeah, I'm excited. There's nothing quite as exciting.
Jerry's pants. They're special.
Like Jerry.
They have their own telethon.
Jerry's pants.
Jerry's pants.
Yeah.
You know, like Jerry's kids.
Oh, okay.
What are they? Can't breathe? What is their thing?
Oh my god!
No,
you're going too fast.
No, Jerry's kids. They've got a disease.
It's muscular dystrophy.
Oh, muscular dystrophy. Well, you can't breathe with that, right?
Okay, you have cystic fibrosis.
I am thinking of cystic fibrosis.
Okay, so Becca was talking about a camp that she had was a counselor at, and it was an asthma camp, and it was called Can't Breathe Easy. But the there's another one. I don't want to say the disease name wrong, but it's where you can't form blood clots.
Hemophilia.
Okay, I was like, I'm going to say that wrong. But, and the name of that camp was Camp Wanaclot. Wanaclot.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Is that the actual camp name?
Yes.
That's what Becca said.
Camp Wanaclot.
And then, did you tell them about the asthmatic camp?
Can't Breathe Easy.
Can't Breathe Easy?
Yeah, well, we got into that one with a legit conversation.
Oh, Lord. Oh, there's a special hell for us.
Okay. It's reserved
Save
for
child
molesters and people who
talk in
the
theater. Wow.
Nerds! Yeah.
I felt like it was a win. That is a win.
I've made a stylish surplus.
It's okay.
It's lovely. It's beautiful.
I call it finished.
I call it done.
It's done.
This is actually very medieval.
It is, actually.
We'll just throw a belt on
it. A bit long.
Cinch
it. Medieval.
Just cinch it.
This is probably going to be freaking enormous on
this
her.
This podcast is going to make no sense without picture references.
It's so true.
If it makes it into the
podcast. My camera's here, actually.
Oh, that's the shoulder. That makes much more sense.
There you go.
Sorry.
Just cinch it.
Wow.
Say hi, Eileen.
I am so fat.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. Well, I'm not.
Sarah Holton is just so tiny.
It's true.
That's...
Your stylish surplus. Say cheese.
Lovely.
So I liked it better diagonal.
Oh, it's okay.
Gark.
Most of it can't go on the podcast anyway.
This is 1,000 pounds with this stupid extra train.
Whatever, it's fine.
Extra train is coming off.
La 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 la. Can't hear you.
Getting chopped.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
I'm cutting it right now.
You're going to regret it unless you put it on her.
What are you talking about? I have the train. It's over there. I have to finish it. She's not going to be able to walk.
She doesn't have to walk.
She doesn't need to walk. She has to look, stand around and look pretty.
It's true. Rod can just carry her on.
Rod won't bitch about that at all.
Rod doesn't bitch about anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
Okay. I'm trying.
Today,
he's going to hear this and come after us with sticks.
No, just with a crazy cat.
He comes in and he's like, I need my armor. And I was like, please? And he was like, please bring me my armor so I cannot go on stage without it. And I was like, couldn't you have just added the please and like made me happy?
No.
And
no.
Then earlier...
He wouldn't be broad.
And then earlier, or later actually, out doing fight call, I made him do the young steward fight again because I didn't see them do it. So I wanted to just like see it once. Like, feel okay that I saw them practice it and, like, go on. And he was like, but we just did it. And I was like, well, do it for me. And he was like, but what? And Daniel was like, it's her birthday. Do it.
Oh, new favorite.
Totes.
I have so many new favorites this play.
Okay, I have to make a decision here.
Do we need to talk?
No, I'm just... I'm just stupid.
Well,
really, the problem is I'm dumb.
I don't think I'd go that far.
Thanks? You sound so sure about that?
Well, I was trying to figure out what to do with this foot, so...
Is it, like, break time or something?
No.
Okay. You were hovering around looking like you had a question earlier, my dear.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, your twin. The other old Seward.
About what? I was just listening.
You're just listening to us berate Malcolm.
Are you dead?
I'm always dead. I'm dead about 10 minutes of the show. Yeah, I'm good.
But you're going to look so dashing, and your hat should be your sleeve.
Which one did you end up getting him?
I hope they don't crush it when they kill me.
Which boater?
The boater, like the flat top one. Because they wanted $25 to ship that other hat. It's a hat, not uranium. How much does it weigh? Like,
apparently very heavy on my head.
It's like, I don't want anything that might weigh enough to cause you to have to charge me $25.
The weight of the world is on my head, literally. Wow.
So, Lee, have you been reading Dear Malcolm's Diary?
I have not, sadly. I have not.
You are a very authoritarian parent.
You are.
Prince Malcolm.
I run my kingdom with a tight fist.
I think maybe you just run your son with a tight fist, because if you don't, you'll, like, cry yourself to sleep every night.
Well, you know.
I mean, he's a little...
Yeah.
Special, our young Prince Malcolm.
Special Ed.
Oh no.
What?
One of these chips, can I have one?
Just one. Any more than that, and you're on notice.
They smell really peppery.
They have pepper on them.
I'm gonna eat one.
Fresh.
Fresh. Fresh ground pepper.
Come here, Jesse.
Okay.
Come here and rub my wound.
Where?
My shoulder.
Okay.
Oh, jeez Louise.
I know, it's my scar tissue.
That's scar tissue.
Why scar tissue?
From where I pulled my
stabbing.
My muscle.
Alyssa runs with a rough cut.
I do.
We actually have a great, like, term in our theater.
Ow, ow, ow.
Like,
sorry.
It's good. I'm just saying, in general, it's really
it's a good pain.
When people want to do something that we don't think is going to work, but is a great idea... We call it, it's like, okay, yeah, that's awesome, but that is going to be the boat of this show.
Yeah.
And, like, because when we were doing Twelfth Night...
We had this really elaborate...
We had this really great idea.
All right, we
got
to go
back out. That Eileen as Viola and David as the pirate captain were
That actually helped a lot.
Oh, good. I'm sorry. I'll come back to it.
No, it's okay.
Like, a dinghy across the yard.
No.
And if we would have been able to get a small enough boat, we totally would have done it, but they were not to be found.
We could not find a dinghy.
So, no boat.
Wow.
I mean, I was like, did he say
we have this very...
Miss,
I mean, when we first started Twelfth Night, I mean, I specifically remember we were sitting at that pizza place that is no longer there.
Because
by
it
your
burned
house.
Down. Because... From the fiery heat of the UO fire that was...
No. It was the one by your house.
Oh, that place.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one that burned down.
We hadn't discovered Blue Moon yet, and we're talking about this elaborate framing mechanism we were going to have for Twelfth Night. Like, our version of Twelfth Night was that it was going to be, like...
A dream.
No, that Viola was telling a story...
Oh, right, yeah.
That she was, like, telling a story to two children, and so the entire thing was going to be this story that she'd made up. Which quickly, you know... Because we had this idea that it was going to be India, but sort of the English idea of India. And then when we started thinking... But then, like, when you do something that elaborate, you end up realizing no one is going to get that huge, elaborate idea that you have. Like, the audience isn't going to get it most of the time. Unless you specifically, like, write a treatise in the director's note, which no one's going to read. So, we dropped that idea.
Right, but we kept the India as...
We kept the India.
As, like, as if it were, like, a dream that someone was having. Which is pretty cool, in the end.
Oh, yeah. I think Zip's about to die.
Oh, I haven't seen Zip die in, like, weeks!
I know. That's actually the nice thing about being trapped in here, is it does become kind of a new show.
It's true. I'm not as tired of this as yet as I was. All's well, we couldn't get tired of it. I've never actually seen it. I never did see it all the way.
No, through. I know.
What is that little monitor next to you?
We're recording. Huh? Would you like to say something? Perhaps about how amazing we are?
Yes, I love the costumes.
This is Jerry. He's playing our MacDuff.
Is
that all of my introduction?
Well, what else would you like to say? He's great. He was our Benvolio in Romeo and Juliet.
And they're not making me dye my hair.
We're not making him.
I didn't make you dye
bleach.
Your hair.
They're not
you
heavily
volunteered.
Suggesting that I bleach my hair. And I love Nikki and Alyssa both. They're both hard at work in here on costumes, and we never see them anymore.
Oh
no!
We'll be back out.
I'm a little sad.
Just a little. Not that much.
A lot.
No, he's
actually.
A lot sad.
He's a lot sad.
Stop giving me notes.
He cries.
So you don't get to hear me like shriek with glee every time you and Jerry have your big fight.
Yeah.
Do the line.
I always do the line.
I want you each to do my favorite line for your characters. You should know what they are. Untimely rip. And you.
Okay, that's your favorite.
There is no bottom.
No. No, though I love that as well. Well, just say voluptuousness in your accent.
There is no bottom in my voluptuousness.
And then my favorite line is now the main feature of Dear Malcolm's Diary.
I'm yet. Wait for it. Unknown to woman. Ladies.
I think I just call you Captain Overshare.
Jerry,
yeah.
I have something to tell you.
Oh my God.
I know the number one rule of drama club is keep the drama out of drama club and not supposed to be looking for next person.
Is that a hair?
That's a hair from my beard.
Ew! Jerry!
It hurt.
Gross!
It's like 3-in-1. I'm sorry, what about you? That was a really gnarly hair. It was hurting.
I have feelings for you, Jerry. And I'm trying to say, here you are plucking pieces out of your beard. I'm trying to proclaim my undying love for you.
I'm sorry.
I hate this.
Oh, what are you making?
You're making a circus dance.
Is it punk?
Shut up! I will knife you.
I am going to get
pom-poms?
Hit, by the way. Before this night is over.
Looks like pom-poms.
I will kill you.
No, it looks like a freaking awesome dress that Hecate might wear.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jonathan. You are the only person who understands me.
Did Thomas tell the two of you that I have offered my place for cast party?
No, but that's awesome.
That is awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So if we need a place, we can do it at night.
We do.
Which is only about 15 minutes from here in Alpharetta.
Yeah. No. Awesome. Yay. Because it means I don't need to have it at my house and, like, stay up all night worrying if drunk people have let my cats out.
Yeah.
Which is the main facet of a cast party for me. The drinking and then the lying awake until 5 o'clock being like, where's the cat? Oh my God.
We just have a dog. She's big.
Right.
She stays outside.
Optimus, please.
That's good.
While people are over. Well, should we go check and see if we need to come in there pretty soon?
No, it's intermission.
Oh, that's right. We do have intermission before.
And Thomas says it looks very cool out there with side lights.
Oh, yeah?
I'm very excited about Sarah's boyfriend being here to help.
Yeah.
He's just really helpful.
When is Sound Guy coming back?
Sound Guy.
Thomas is dealing with him. That is officially off my radar, and I am trying very hard to keep it that way.
So far, the show has been running for 49 minutes and 59 seconds.
It's not bad.
We should be right at intermission.
Yep. We are.
How are you doing?
Whoever had money on me f***ing up in the first half loses. I'm sorry. Whoever had money on me screwing up in the first half loses.
Wait, will you cover his to say screwed?
Yep.
Are we waiting in line? Are we?
No, it's all yours.
How's one?
It's open.
Did it just finish?
Your mom just finished.
You mean just now?
Act one.
Act one finished about 3 minutes ago.
Hey. 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No.
Because I stopped
try
it
on
30
your
seconds ago and it says
53
minutes.
Tie and
yeah.
Make sure.
30
yeah,
seconds.
Been altered? I thought it did
not.
Yes.
No. And that's the long
well, the tie, I mean, I didn't have the tie done.
Sorry, Linux
so
kind of sucks tonight. I don't know why I just apologize.
No, I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm covered in
and I also added a ginormous tail to that shirt, which I might need to trim, but I figured I can cut it off. It's much harder for me to sew another piece on.
Yes, yes.
This is what happens every time stuff starts
is that
ending.
Like the question.
It comes in and becomes giant cacophony in here.
It's true.
It can be a little bit shocking.
It's Nikki and Thomas' secret love child.
I don't know why that microphone is judging me.
It is judging
you.
It
is judging me.
And you know what? It's giving you a 10.
Oh!
Jerry! On a scale of 50.
Oh! I burned myself. I hurt my emotion. I moved here. Okay, I'm not even gonna start it. Broccoli is a school of thought.
For more information about North Fulton Drama Club, please visit us on the web at northfultondramaclub.org.
Where we all respond to pressure.